Heart of the Dreaming, written by Di Morrissey and read by Natalie Bate. In the far saddling yards, TR and Tango were breaking a colt. TR showing his son the gentle skill which had made him such a master. Further away, Queenie rode beside Snowy. They reined in their horses at the crest of the small rise overlooking Tingulla Homestead and the creek with the blue hills shimmering in the distance. Queenie patted Nerida. "Well done. Not bad for an old lady." She gazed over her land spread before her. "It's so beautiful. It's good to be home."
"I always knew you'd come back, Queenie. This is where you belong."
"You're home too, Snowy." The old Aborigine looked into the distance, his eyes seeing through time.
"More than home. This is our dreaming place."
Queenie leaned down and undid the small buckle on her saddlebag. "You've been Tingulla's spiritual guardian, Snowy." She took the small song stick from the bag, turning it over in her hands, looking at the abstract pattern of lines burned into the wood. She handed it to Snowy, remembering the day he had given it to her when she and Saskia had driven away from Tingulla. "This brought me back to my dreaming. Now it should come back to you." She handed the sacred totem to him. Nodding to himself, Snowy put it in his shirt pocket and patted it.
"We safe now."
Together the horses trotted back down the hill as a magpie sang in the distance, rippling scales of contentment that drifted towards the bright blue sky.